Working with homeowners prior to auction and waging bidding battles against other investors during an auction may not appeal to you, but you can still profit from investing in foreclosures after the foreclosure sale. If nobody at the auction offers the minimum acceptable bid, the lender buys back the mortgage. If the state has a mandatory redemption period, the lender waits until the period expires and then passes the property to its REO, real estate-owned department, sometimes referred to as the OREO, or other real estate-owned department, not to be confused with the cookie, which prepares the property for resale and typically hires a mortgage broker to place it back on the market. By dealing with the lender's REO department or its mortgage broker, you may be able to purchase the property at a price that's discounted far enough below market value to turn a profit of 20% or more. Government institutions and law enforcement agencies take possession of the following types of properties and then often sell them at deep discounts. Properties seized due to non-payment of taxes. Properties seized by customs and law enforcement agencies because the properties were paid for with profits from illicit activities. HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and VA, Veterans Administration houses, that were repossessed when homeowners defaulted on HUD or VA loans. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac properties that were repossessed and then turned over to these government-sponsored loan programs. Bankruptcy properties that are being liquidated to pay off loans. Properties that the Department of Transportation purchased for road improvements and then must dispose of after completing the improvements. When buying a property from the government or a bank, don't assume that you're getting a good deal. Homes are typically sold in their as-is condition. You must still research the title carefully and inspect the property with your own two eyes. If you see ads or late-night infomercials selling lists of bank-owned properties, don't fall for the hype. These lists are usually outdated long before they arrive in your mailbox. Flying solo on foreclosures may seem like a good idea. After all, if you get other people involved, they may become rivals and pick up on your carefully guarded secrets. Flying solo, however, is a good way to go bust, or at least limit your potential profit. Developing synergistic relationships with top-performing specialists has been a key to my success.